You're listening to the Weekly Partial Podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in 5786, a brand new year. We start the year right, discussing, thinking about the Parsha and about the Ratzon Hashem, what is Hashem's will for us. And I'd like to read to you from the Psukim in our Parsha, Parsha's Vayelech. It says like this, this is in chapter 31, verse 14, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Hein karbu yamecha lamus. The time has come for you to pass away. Or literally, your days are coming near to death. Kra es Yeshua. We need a new leader for the Jewish people. Call to Joshua. I want you together to stand in the tent of meeting, in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. And they went together and they stood in the Ol Moed, in the tent of meeting. The Pesukim go on to speak how Hashem reveals Himself to Moshe and to Yehoshua, and He says to them how one day after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, the Jewish people are going to defy Hashem. They're going to turn away from Hashem. They're going to, heaven forbid, go off of the path of Hashem. And Hashem is going to get angry at that point. And Hashem is going to hide Himself on that day. When the Jewish people do what's wrong, heaven forbid, so Hashem hides Himself, as it were, from them. Because the Jewish people turn to other gods. V'ata, and the pasuk says, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazeis. I want you to write this song down. V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim. And the song, of course, is Parshas Hazinu, and it's the covenant, the bris that Hashem has with the Jewish people, the relationship, what it looks like. What does it look like, a relationship with Hashem? I want you to write it down for them. Put it in their mouths. This is a song they need to know. This is a song they need to sing. This is a song that they need to remember for all their generations. It's a reminder. It's always there. It's a reminder, the song, the Torah's song, the covenant, the relationship that we have and what it looks like. When we do Hashem's will, things are good. When we don't, when we turn away from Him, then things turn for the worse, heaven forbid. That needs to be clear. That needs to be absolutely, stunningly clear. Now I'd like to share with you a medrash. And the medrash is speaking at the beginning. The first pasuk that we read, it says, Hein karbu yamecha lamus. It speaks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's time is up. He's 120 years old, as the pasuk says at the beginning of our parsha. He says, I'm 120 years old. This is the day of his birthday, Zayin Adar. He was about to pass on from this world. And there's a deep message here, an important message. We're sitting in Aser Simei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah, when we crown Hashem our King. We're heading into Yom Kippur, when Hashem forgives all of our averus, all of our sins. But what does it look like? What is the point here? What is the focus? It's all about our relationship with Hashem. It's all about Hashem is our creator. He is the king. He's in charge of our lives. He's the one running our lives. And the mistakes that we made, Hashem forgives those mistakes, and we're trying to get back into a relationship with Him. But one of the potent and powerful ways of thinking about this and approaching it, you know, if everything is fine, if everything is good and I don't have any sense of lack, so it's very hard to turn to Hashem. It's very hard to think, oh, you know, I need something. It's very hard to have a relationship with a creator who gives everything when I feel like I already have everything and I've got it on my own. So there's lots of ways to think about it. The song is one way. The song speaks about what happens when we turn away from Hashem, because we get too involved in Gashmias, we get too involved in physical matters. We feel too confident in our own abilities. But another aspect is the focus on Moshe Rabbeinu looking at the point of his death. And he's speaking for the last time to the Jewish people. And Hashem says to him, it's time for you to go. And this is an important thing to think about as we come into the days of awe, right? The Yomim Noiroim, the awesome days. It's important to think about where are we and where are we headed. We're only here for a certain amount of time. As a teacher of mine says, there's only one thing that's for certain in our lives. That's that we're going to go. We're going to pass away. That's for sure. So the awareness of that in our human frailty, in our humanness, in our imperfection, that reminds us and brings us back to the reality that although we feel, we have a sense that we've got this all together, we're okay, we're gonna make it. But the reminder that we need, especially in the Yom Ha'aretz, and we're facing a relationship with Hashem, and we're asking Hashem for life, and we're asking Hashem for health, and we're asking Hashem to annul all the decrees, and that there shouldn't be war, and there shouldn't be any captives. Hashem should take away all of the problems of Am Yisrael. All the sick should be healed. That's what we're asking for. We're focusing on what we lack. And it's important to realize that we don't have it together. We don't have it together. And one of the ways of thinking about that is by focusing in on Hein Kavi Mechalamus, that each and every one of us is mortal. The Medrash brings a pasuk. It says like this in Kohelet, Perek Ches Pasuk Ches. Zeshamar Kosev Ein Adam Shali Beruach Lechleis Haruach, which literally means the human being does not have the power over spirit, or over the wind, to trap the wind or to trap the spirit. Which I think in its literal sense means the Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes, he's talking about Seviv Seviv Holech HaRuach, while Seviv Yisav Shov HaRuach, the wind goes round and round, and it's uncontrollable. You can't control the wind. It's a power of nature that's not controllable. It's something that Hashem has jurisdiction over, and we don't. We don't know how and when it's going to rain. We don't know how and when the hurricane is going to arrive. We don't know how and when the heat wave is going to come and the flash floods, etc. We don't have control over the forces of nature. The Medrash says that not only is it referring to the forces of nature, the literal winds, but Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, there's a difference of opinion here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, and I don't know, that has to be an argument, but it could just be two different possible understandings that can work in tandem. Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Shalit B'Malach HaMavis L'Chalis Oisem Imenu. Rabbi Yehuda says that a human being, when we talk about a ruach can mean a spirit. And there's a spirit that has power over man that man cannot control. Man cannot withstand. And that is the Malach HaMavis, which is the angel of death. You can't stop the angel of death. If it's a person's time to go, you can't stop it. We see that a malach, that an angel, is referred to as a ruach, as a spirit. Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Hashem makes his angels as winds, as the wind. So what we're saying here is that there are certain forces in nature and in the spiritual realms that man cannot control. It's important for us to know, because we think we have a lot of control, especially the more technology there is, the more advanced medicine there is, we feel like we have a sense of control. But the Malach HaMavis, we can't control that. The angel of death. He says another interesting idea, that the word ruach, the word ruach, which means a wind, it also means a direction. La arba ruchos, we find that in the Hebrew language, the word ruach can mean direction, the four directions. The arba ruchos can mean four winds or four directions. And that's another way of referring to when the Jewish people are sent into Gullus, when they're sent into exile. So they're exiled to the four corners of the earth, to the four directions, so to speak. Rabbi Nechemia says, when we talk about what human beings don't have power over, we need to remind ourselves we don't have power over the four directions, which is a reference to the Gullius. It's a reference to the fact that the Jewish people have been exiled. Can we end the exile? Can we force Mashiach to come? We want Mashiach now, some people say. We've talked about a few months ago, it's in Hashem's time. It's when Hashem wants Mashiach, not when I want it. And part of it is waiting for it. Can we end the Gullus? Can we step out of the Gullus? Can we force a smichas gulasenu, a growth of our redemption, or is that something that's not in our control? And the Midrash says that it's not in our control. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Ein adam shalit baruach. We have no control over the fact that we've been exiled to the different directions. Ein ruach elagolius. Shenema varu ar baruch ishmaya. Pasuk in Daniel, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, refers to the four directions of the heavens. And that's a reference to the gulus, to the exile the Jewish people are enduring until this day. So, it's not something that we have power over. When Hashem decides that Am Yisrael is supposed to return to Eretz Yisrael, there's a shift, a world shift. And, as we spoke about once, a while ago already in the Bitachon podcast, there has to be a war of Gog Magog where the world completely shifts. As much as it would resist and try to say that the Jews don't have a right to their homeland and they can't return and that the Arabs who are there, it belongs to them and there's a state of Palestine and all these kinds of political moves, it doesn't change the reality. And when Hashem decides it's time for us to return to our land, nothing can stop it. And all of the winds and all of the shifts in the political climate have to happen, a World War I and a World War II, in order for it to produce a return for the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. And what we're watching today is also perhaps part of that. But it's something that we can't force, and it's something that we can't stop. It's not something that, you know, it's like the angel of death. When it's a person's time to go, it's over. When it's time for Am Yisrael to reach the next stage for the goal is to end, that's something that can't be stopped either. Davar Acher, another explanation. He says another interesting idea. A person doesn't have power over his own soul to end his own life. Hashem caused the soul to inhabit the entire body. If Hashem had put the soul into only one part of the human body, so when a person would have a difficult situation, he would just, let's say the hand is the place where the soul resides. So he could just cut off his hand and then he would just die. He can't handle his troubles, he just cut off his hand. That would be the end. The human being, Hashem, and obviously we know that a person can commit suicide. We know that that's true. Sadly, unfortunately. But in the way that Hashem placed the soul in the body, a person can lose a limb, heaven forbid. Lose a hand, lose a different extremity of the body, whatever it is. They can even lose large portions of the body, but the person remains alive. And this is to teach us that our life is not ours. It's not in our power. It's not our right to decide if and when I'm going to remain here in this world. If I'm going through challenges, I'm meant to have those challenges. Even if those challenges are bo ma'imad nofesh, they seem to overwhelm a person, heaven forbid. I don't have a right. I don't have the power over my soul. That's the pasuk is implying. I don't have the power over my soul. Exactly how long I'm going to be here is how long I'm going to be here. Exactly when I'm supposed to go is when I'm going to go. Exactly when I'm not supposed to leave, I'm not going to leave. That's what it means. The person doesn't have power over his soul. Now the second part of the pasuk says, "Ve'ein mishlachas ba'milchama," which, it's not clear to me exactly what it means, but we'll see how the Medrash understands it. It means to say you can't send somebody else out to war for you. You don't have power over your life. You don't have power over your life. So Hashem says to Moshe, when it's a person's time to go, it's their time to go. When it's a person has to go out to war, you can't send somebody else in place of you. The Medrash understands it to say that if it's a person's time to go and there's a milchama, there's a war, when a person passes away, there's They show a person all of the things that they did in their life. The person has to battle on his own behalf and justify himself, perhaps, to a certain extent, and say, look, this was the challenge that I went through. This is what I'm just a human being. So there's a milchama, there's a war that faces a person when they face death. And that war, just like when you go out, when a person is conscripted to the army, you can't send somebody else, you can't send your slave to be there instead of you. So too, when a person, when it's the person's time to go, you can't say, look, I'm not interested in dying right now. I'll send somebody else in my place. Send my slave. Doesn't work. Rishim ben Chalafta says, Ein adam yachol la'aseis klei zayin al yiratzei mimalach hamavos. Coming back to the first idea, you can't create any kind of weapons in order to battle the angel of death. You could try to make many things, many weapons in order to protect yourself, but if it's time for that person to go, it's time for that person to go. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says there's no power over the day of death? This is very interesting. I think it's related to how we started off this whole discussion. Person's time to go. The Malach HaMavis arrives. Heaven forbid. I know this is a very morbid concept here, but it's important to hear the concept. One of the things Chazal say, want to make sure not to sin? Look at the day of death. Ponder the day of death. A person is about to go. The Malach HaMavis steps into his door. And he says, wait, I have accounts that I need to close. I have cheshbonos. I have money that I owe. I have things I need to take care of. I'm not quite ready. It doesn't work that way. When it's time for the person to go, it's time for that person to go. There's not an opportunity necessarily to close all the accounts. There's no power, ain't shiltein, right? And think about it, because these are the things that we console ourselves with. Life is out of control. Our lives are not really in our control. We don't really have power over the outcomes in our lives. So how does a person try to maintain a sense of control? Look, I can make money. I can do the things I need to do, turn the cogs to get some parnassa, some livelihood. There's things I can do. I have control over my family. They listen to me. They'll do what I say if I tell them what to do. When it comes to the Yom HaMisa, there's no, when a person's about to go, there's no more control. There's no more livelihood. There's no more family to give direction to. All of the semblance of control disappears. And I don't think that this has to mean when a person literally is dying. I think that it means when a person is samlev, when a person notices and thinks about and ponders the futility, the humanness, the lack of control that a person has over his own life, the very thing which I experienced so close, my life. Well, I was saying, what more do I experience, no matter where I am, no matter what's going on, no matter a person is healthy, a person is sick, a person is rich, a person is poor, I experience my life. But the Medrash is saying that's the thing that is most dear and precious and so familiar to us is the thing that we have the least control over. And all the other things that we have control over also, it's not really real. Hashem decides, like we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevu. It gets written on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur Yichasemu. It gets sealed on Yom Kippur. Everything in our life, who's going to be rich, who's going to be poor, who's going to be lowered from their status, who's going to be picked up in their status, who's going to experience war, who's going to experience a plague, who's going to, you know, all of the things are determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which really means the day when Hashem, we say He is the King. He is the King over our lives, over life and death. Mi yechiyehu, mi yamut. He's the King. He is in charge of our lives. And I will very much emphasize that Hashem's Ratzon, Hashem's will, is a good deal. Is a good deal. He wants the best for us. He's our Father. He's Avinu, Malkeinu. He loves us. He didn't come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, "Hein karev yavecha lamos, it's time for you to die." That's not how he said it. He said, I think, "Hein, yes." Hein means yes. Karev yavecha. He didn't say to him, "It's time for you to die." Karev yavecha, it's time for your days. Lamos, it's time for them to stop. It's time for, it's an end. Hashem is a loving God. Hashem loves us. Hashem's our Father. But we gotta know the truth. And the truth is that we're not in charge. And the truth is that we don't have the power. And the truth is that we don't have, even the things that we are, that are nearest and dearest are not ours. Davar acher, another important thing. This is so important. Mahu v'ein shiltoin. What does it mean that the person doesn't have power over? V'ein shiltoin, he has no power in the face of death. Person thinks, I remember seeing an interview with a particular famous, very famous actor who had Parkinson's, has Parkinson's disease. And he said how when it happened to him, when the disease came on, he realized that he had this disease. He felt like, how could this happen to me? Person has a sense of, how can this happen to me? Me. How could this happen to me? And Medrash says, ain't shiltoin, the fact that you have power, the fact that you're important, the fact that you're anything, it doesn't affect when it's a person's time to go. David HaMelech was the king. King David. David HaMelech. 3,300 years later, we're still talking about him. We're still quoting him. We're still reading psukim that he wrote about his relationship with Hashem. But when it came the time for him to go, there's no favoritism. You should know, his entire life, he's called king. Even when he's old, he was referred to as, King David became old. Became a shigilim esasayin k'sivay malchus. But when it came to him dying, it doesn't refer to him as a king. It doesn't refer to his kingship. Similar language to here. His days came close. The days of David came close to dying. It doesn't say King David. It doesn't say David HaMelech. There's no favoritism. There's no difference. I like to actually skip and come back. Maybe I'll just skip. And the next piece in the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu expressed surprise. He's like, I saw so much. I saw all your power. I came up to Shemaim, I received the Torah. Unbelievable stuff. I'm going to die? I'm just going to die? No such thing as a human being that lives and doesn't die. You can have the biggest gever, someone who overcame the greatest challenges, faced death, and overcame it. He didn't die. Avram Avinu. He went down into the furnace of fire and he was saved. He didn't die. When his time came
to go, he died.
Yitzchak Avinu, he was about to be sacrificed. He was about to die, and Hashem said, "No, don't let him die."
Pasuk says he got old. He didn't know when he's going to die, and he dies. Yitzchak dies. He faced off with death. He was saved, but in the end, he died.
Who is like Jacob? He faced off with an angel, with the angel of Esav, with the Satan.
Yachakach, and he overcame him. He was victorious over death.
Yachakach v'ikru yimei Yisrael lamus. But in the end, came his time to die.
V'gever kemoshe shedivir embar upon him upon him.
Rabbi Pasek says that he spoke face to face with Hashem, and we know lo yirani adam v'chai. Human being can't be survival, can't sustain and be sustained once he has a full experience of Hashem. Person has to go. But Moshe Rabbeinu has that full experience and he stays alive. He doesn't get sucked into death, but nevertheless, v'achar kach ein kar yom echlamus.
In the end, he also goes. He also, despite overcoming death, in the end, he goes. He passes.
That's an important thing to think about. It's an important thing to ponder that as we've said, we have this sense, we have this feeling that we're going to live forever and that we've got this. We've got control over the world. But that sense of control takes away our ability. It takes away our, if we don't have a neediness, we need to have a healthy neediness in our relationship with Hashem. We can't feel like everything is solid ground under our feet. We come into Rosh Hashanah, we come into Yom Kippur, we come into Aseres Mitzvah, and we need to have a sense and a feeling like, I need you, Hashem. I need you to determine, I need you to bench me, to bless me with a good year. I need you to give me life. I need you to give me health. We can look around and we know people who are sick. We need to think about that. We need to ponder that that could happen to anybody. Hashem, give me life. Hashem, give me health. Hashem, give me and my family everything that we need. Hashem, you're helping me. Baruch Hashem, my daughter got engaged last Friday. Beautiful young man from Beitar, Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem, give me the parnasa that I need. Give them the parnasa that they need. Nothing is guaranteed in life. I don't have any power over my life. And there's no one else that's going to guarantee my ability to receive. Not my boss, not an agent, not anybody, not a single human being. I need to have a sense that just as life is precarious, so too everything in my life is precarious. All my cheshbonos, all my tzivui al beisi, all of the calculations, all of the things that I'm commanding to my family, nothing is guaranteed. Everything is up in the air. I need to have that sense, and it's honest. It's just true. And that's not cause for despair. It's cause to rely, to turn to Hashem, to recognize that He is the King. He is the one who controls everything. He is the one that's in charge of our lives. He is the one to whom we turn and in whom we rely. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should have a beautiful Tavshin Pei Vav. Tavshin Pei Vav, 5786. Tavshin Pei Vav is the same gematria as the word Vishachanti. Hashem will cause His divine presence to dwell in our homes, in our lives, in our children's lives, in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, and in the entire world. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.